Hi, this is Janae Darden, and I work in the KALW News Department. I just wanted to let you know we're in our spring membership drive. We're a listener-supported radio station, and you can help us out. Go to KALW.org and click donate.
KALW.
When San Francisco Unified officials took a deep look at high school students who'd landed in the juvenile justice system, they found that many had struggled as early as preschool. They had so much trouble controlling their behavior that teachers would regularly send them home. Some wound up in special education for, quote, emotional disturbance, a category where African American kids are overrepresented. KALW education reporter Lee Romney introduces us to a district program that wants to break that cycle before it begins with age 3.5 to 5 years old.
Thank you for doing such good communicating and raising your hands. I love it.
The Shoestrings Children's Center takes up an entire wing of a sprawling early education complex in the city's Bayview district. When I show up for a visit in February, the kids are gathered around a low table for a popcorn party. This isn't casual snack time. Everything that happens during this 10-week program is intentional, designed to help these little ones learn to control their bodies and emotions, even the food.
Everybody thinks it's buttery. That's awesome.
A behavior interventionist and a couple of interns collect data to help the team track what triggers a meltdown and how the children are progressing socially and emotionally.
Can you put in two marbles?
The Shoestrings logo is a pair of bright red high-top sneakers tied together with, yes, shoestrings. They symbolize the program's collective effort, tying it all together, as Crystal Hawkins, the program coordinator, says.
If we're working on taking turns or using language that children understand to get their needs met, or even creating a sensory diet, it's like as we're sharing this information and working on these things with your child, we want the family to know so that can be transferred from the school to home and then from the home to the community.
The program is small, 5 kids in this first official cohort, but it's designed to address an outsized problem. Across the country, Black students are steered into special ed for behavior problems at disproportionately high rates. Shoestrings attempts to address their underlying issues before they get that disability designation. The program's now treating its second cohort, and while it isn't specifically for Black children, so far all but one have been African American. Hawkins tells me the goal is to create a safe and nurturing environment for the kids, and a huge part of that is making their 3 hours here every morning as predictable as possible, because not knowing what comes next can cause anxiety. Color-coded visual schedules help kids understand exactly what they'll be doing during their 30-minute blocks and in what order. But switching from a fun activity to a less fun one can still be tough. A 4-year-old named Samir is having a hard time transitioning. Hawkins asks him, "How will I know you're ready?" Because here at Shoestrings, staff will wait as long as it takes. They never tell a child no, either. Instead, they'll say an activity is not available and offer 2 choices. The point of all this is to give the kids agency.
Right now, your options, you can go and check your schedule, or you can take a break in the peace corner. What would you like to do?
Go with Mommy.
Okay, Mommy's at work right now, so you have options.
Samir agrees to head to the peace corner, where the program nurse has an interactive game ready.
This monster is also having a hard time calming down. You can help him calm down by touching his tummy to help him take deep breaths.
Let's take one with him. Let's take one, 2, 3.
Help him. Hawkins leaves Samir with the nurse, Mr. Josh, to settle down. Then she takes a 3.5-year-old named Kevin down the hall to his next 30-minute block. This is one-on-one special playtime. Family members come to participate too, getting prompts in an earpiece from a therapist behind one-way glass. But today, Hawkins is Kevin's playmate.
Do you need help?
With the mom and daddy and the brother and sister.
Some of the kids here have been exposed to violence in their neighborhoods. Some come from families that have struggled with instability. To help them feel more grounded in their bodies, the Shoestrings occupational therapist guides them as they play in a sensory room filled with swings, balls, and climbing structures. Special playtime can also help them work through anxieties.
You have a son?
I don't have a son. I don't have a son.
have a...
Your son in jail?
Hawkins encourages Kevin to ask for help and to use kind language.
Do you need me to catch you, son?
Yeah.
Oh, was she using kind words to her son? That was her kind words. What are some other kind words that her son could tell her?
Go get in the car.
Go get in the car? Is that how you ask nicely?
Kevin's doing great, until all of a sudden, he isn't.
Nothing.
Where are you going, buddy?
Look, me alone.
There's 15 minutes left in the session, but Hawkins can wait. Shoestrings is a collaboration of the school district's departments of early education, student, family, and community support, and special education, along with the city's Department of Public Health. It's modeled after a clinic in San Bernardino County's Apple Valley. Solano and Fresno counties have modeled similar programs after that clinic, too. The director there told me they don't track whether participants stay out of special ed, but, she said, follow-up stats show every child comes out of the clinic with an improved ability to self-regulate. The key to success there and at Shoestrings in San Francisco is for schools and families to keep the interventions going after the program ends. Cordelia Hampton's son was one of three kids who took part in a pilot of the Shoestrings program here last summer. Hampton's 25 years old and a single mom with a full-time class schedule at City College. She juggles a bunch of jobs, too. She needs the support.
I can relate to everything they're saying because we going through the same thing they going through here. I go through at home, so it's just like, all right, they helped.
Hampton tells me she keeps a visual schedule on the wall at home for her son and has adopted other Shoestrings practices, too.
I like how they got everything here and organized, so it's like I'm trying to create my home the same that he is at school, so his brain could be just, okay, his scenery, box, pick the toys, it feels him, touch the Play-Doh, squeeze it. It's a lot of stuff that they know more about him that I don't know, so they're helping me learn more about my own child because, once again, I'll be everywhere. Like, I'm still balancing everything.
Hampton says she wishes her son could have stayed in Shoestrings. He's now in kindergarten, and he's had some bad days. But the program is a short-term intervention for the neediest kids only. 10 intensive weeks, 5 kids at a time, at a cost, district officials say, of $1.4 million a year. It sounds a bit like trying to put out a wildfire with a silver teaspoon. But the Shoestrings team is testing out what works and taking that information back to the kids' classrooms. The hope is that those teachers start to apply the techniques with all their students. As for parents, Hampton tells me Shoestrings staff is still always there when she needs them.
If you're like, oh my God, I'm going nuts today, can you call Crystal?
Oh yeah, call, text, everything. Yep, sure can. Like a 911 emergency. I can.
So you guys are now going to be welcomed by the most important people here, the children.
Graduation for the first official cohort takes place on a sunny Thursday morning in late March. There's cake and a tour, but first, there's a song.
Hello, 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 and how are you?
How these children do long term and how widely schools embrace the Shoestrings approach, that will be the program's true test. But every parent and grandparent in the room tells me they're grateful. For Cross Currents, I'm Lee Romney in San Francisco.
That story is part of Lee's series, Learning While Black, the fight for equity in San Francisco schools. You can reach out to Lee at education@klw.org.